For the KBI Newsroom Columbia, I'm Xgret Nunez. Poor Missouri families could get money for private school through a tax credit program advancing in the state house. The Republican-led House voted in favor of the measure yesterday. Under the program, private donors would give money to nonprofits that would dole out scholarships to low-income families. Donors would get state tax credits equal to the amount they donate. Only students in cities with a population of 30,000 people or more could access the scholarships. Democrats argued Republicans are imposing the program on big cities and urban areas, even though they don't want it in rural Missouri. The Missouri House has passed legislation that would require voters to show a valid photo ID to cast a ballot. Anyone without a photo ID would be able to cast a provisional ballot and could return with their ID card at a later time, or by comparing their signature on file. But Representative Kevin Windham, a Democrat from Hillsdale, says these are, quote, second-class votes.
Matters like this, not just photo voter ID, have a long lineage of coming from voter disenfranchisement.
The state Supreme Court struck down a similar law in January of 2020. This bill passed yesterday in the House, now heads to the Senate. A northern Missouri county has approved an ordinance that would allow deputies to arrest federal agents for enforcing certain gun laws. The ordinance passed this week in Mercer County also seeks to nullify laws or regulations that have a chilling effect on firearm ownership. The rule exempts local law enforcement officers who help federal agents arrest criminal suspects. University of Missouri law professor Royce Barides says the county doesn't have the legal authority to nullify federal laws. Earlier this month, the Missouri House advanced a bill to ban local police officers from enforcing federal gun laws. MU's Plant Sciences Learning Laboratory is now named after Henry Kirkland. Born in 1858 in Boone County, Kirkland is one of the first African Americans to teach at MU. He taught propagation and pruning. Maya Poehler, a senior plant sciences major, said at a dedication ceremony yesterday that Kirkland is a significant figure for students of color.
As a Black biracial student who has met very few other Black students in the plant science department as well as the agriculture program as a whole, it is very important to me to honor Mr. Kirkland today. He paved the way for people who look like me.
Some of Kirkland's descendants were in virtual attendance for the ceremony. The lab, located in MU's agriculture building, includes new features like clustered seating, video enhancements, and distance learning to foster engagement and collaboration during the pandemic. I'm Xgret Nunez, KBIE News, Columbia.